Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another wonderful episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget that when you make dua, then make dua for the ummah as well. Make dua that Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Today we are going to be talking about the virtues of sacrifice, virtues of qurbani, inshallah ta'ala. Let us make some good intentions. As per the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. Ya Allah, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. The one who recites durud pak, salawat, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, the one who recites salat upon me, his salat, his durood reaches me. I make istighfar for him. And besides this, 10 virtues are written for him. That is a person who recites the durood sharif. So daily we must create our routine. As we all make routines, we make routines that certain time we get up, certain time we sleep, in between, this is what we are going to do. So similarly, let's make a routine where daily at this time, I am going to recite the Quran. Let's say Fajr time or Tahajjud time, minimum 3 verses of the Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman and Tafsir from Miftahul Ihsan. This time, inshallah, I'm going to recite Durood Pak. Or throughout the day, Durood Sharif. Istighfar, making sincere tawbah, renewing, refreshing your iman, seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources, learning a sunnah for the day, a dua for the day, giving dars, listening to dars, implementing dars in your home, abstaining from sins, practicing the sunnah, fulfilling rights of others, and obeying Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because these are the things that are going to help us, inshallah ta'ala, in the grave and the hereafter and in this world as well. Before we continue regarding the excellence, the virtues of qurbani, of sacrifice, and with regards to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, let's listen to a beautiful kalam and then we'll continue. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor, Allahu rahim, Allahu rahim, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin, huwa khaliquna, huwa raziquna, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ
إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. يا رب العالمين
الله الله الله
صل على طه الأمين
الله الله الله
في كل وقت وحين
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
املأ قلبي باليقين
الله الله الله
ثبتني على هذا الدين
الله الله الله
واغفر لي والمسلمين
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
وہ تنہا کون ہے
الله الله الله
بادشاہ وہ کون ہے
الله الله الله
مہرباں وہ کون ہے
الله الله
کیا اونچی شان ہے
الله الله الله
سب دلوں کی جان ہے
الله الله الله
اس کی اپنی شان ہے
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
راز دل کے جانے وہ
الله الله الله
حال بھی پہچانے وہ
الله الله الله
پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ
الله الله الله
آسیوں کی آس ہے
الله الله الله
اس کی رحمت خاص ہے
الله الله الله
سب دلوں کے پاس ہے
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Oh Allah the Almighty
Allahu Allah Allah
Protect me and guide me
Allahu Allah Allah
Through your love and mercy
Allahu Allah Allah Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah Allahu Allah Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Who is the all-capable?
الله الله الله
The curer and the healer
الله الله الله
Who's the dominant all over?
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Of other جناح
الله الله الله
عالم بادشاہ
الله الله الله
يركلرن پناہ
الله الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله الله نور محمد
محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله Allahu Allah
İşit Allah derdimi bu ahlara Allah Rahmeyle başla günahlara Allah Hayr eyleyhem akşam ham sabahlara
Allah Hasbi Rabbi Celle Allah Allahu Allah Ma fi kalbi gayrullah Allahu Allah محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے Lord of the two easts and the two wests. So which of your Lord's favors will you deny?
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jal, wonderful kalam as always. And so we need to, in order to further develop our love for Allah and His Rasul azza wa jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, to develop the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliyaullah, we should listen to these kalams. You can find more from YouTube by visiting our official page called Naat Production. Listen, recite along, get your offspring to do the same, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Well, it was the 8th of Dhul Hijjah when Nabi Ibrahim a.s. had the dream that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered you to sacrifice your son. Now, if we take a little step back, Nabi Ibrahim a.s. was elderly, he was advanced in age. And after a very long time, after many du'as, finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a son, his firstborn, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And think about it. That this son becomes the coolness of his eyes, becomes so attached and beloved to him. And now the order is there to sacrifice him. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested greatly by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with many different types of tests. And you know what? He passed each and every one. With patience, with perseverance, with great trust in the plan of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you and I, when we hear these stories, these are not fables and fairy tales. These are true stories that have happened, that have occurred. And when we listen to them, when we read over them, we should take the lessons and apply it in our lives. And I'm sure every person out there is going to agree that I have a challenge in my life. Could be minor, could be major. I have a difficulty in my life. Whatever type of difficulty. Could be an ailment. It could be financial, spiritual. How do I deal with this? If we read over the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, like Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he is Subhanallah, you know, he's called Abul Anbiya, the father of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, because after him, every Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal that arrived, that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was from his lineage, his offspring. From Nabi Ismail alayhi salam was the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam were all the other Prophets alayhi wasalam. And so he has a very high rank and status. His title is Khalilullah. The close one, the bosom friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we can learn many things. We can learn about sacrifice. We can learn about patience. We can learn about his enormous faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give you an example. So we mentioned on eighth night of Dhul Hijjah was the first dream, second dream was on the next day. And then on the 10th night, he has the dream again. And he makes that firm intention to sacrifice his son. Because the dream of a Nabi is also wahi, is revelation. So 10th of Dhul Hijjah is Eid al-Adha, the day of sacrifice, the day of Yom al-Nahr, the day of slaughter. But look at his sacrifices, look at his firm faith and resolution. He was resolute, he was firm that what my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he does, I'm happy with it. He's happy, I'm happy. In his locality, that at that point in time, he was the only one worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on planet Earth. And so, the rest of mankind, of course the population wasn't like today, but the rest of mankind, including some of his family members like his uncle, Azar. Quran mentions about Azar. This was not his father, not his biological father, rather it was his uncle himself, his uncle, and the entire town and village, they would worship idols. They were mushrikun. And shirk, polytheism, is that one thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive. He invited them. He was a teenager. But he invited them to worship only Allahu Azza wa Jal, the true creator. They had a budkhana, they had a special place designated to worship the idols. And they had many idols there. Ibrahim alayhi salam would often have munadhara, would debate with them and ask them, you know, how can you worship these things? You all made these stone idols or whatever other material, you all made it. And it's as if you are saying, you made this and now you're saying this made me because it's my creator. It cannot talk, cannot listen to you, can't benefit you, can't harm you, and you. It's like you, a person worshipping a wall. So he invited them. He was bold, he was brave, and that's lessons we need to learn. He sacrificed, no, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only worthy of worship. No matter what anybody can say. So the bravery, that he was bold, he was eloquent, he stood for the truth. No matter what sacrifice had to be made, he stood for the truth. And so one day the town, the village is going for a festival. And how would they celebrate? Music, dancing, feasting, wine, and how we have today's festivities, like a club. So they told him, "Oh Ibrahim, alayhi salam, come with us. You'll also enjoy." He said, "That's not for me. I'm staying here." The entire village goes and he stays back. And what does he do? He grabs an axe. He goes to the place where these idols are housed. He starts to break them to pieces. Some of them he cuts their nose. He breaks their nose off, their ears, their legs. And then he hangs the axe around the neck of the biggest idol. Puts it there. After some time, the villagers, the town folks, they all come back. Their festivities are over. And to show thanks to their idols, they go to the budkhana, the building or the room where all the idols are. And they get a shock. And they get angry that who has done this to our idols? Allahu Akbar. He said, there can only be one person who stayed back. Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they called him. And he said, who did this? Did you do it? And he turns to the big idol. He says, why are you asking me? Can't you see the axe hanging around the neck of that big idol of yours? Ask him. They say, oh Ibrahim alayhi salam. He can't talk. How are we going to speak to him? What is he going to tell us? Ibrahim alayhi salam. He can't benefit you. He can't harm you. He can't listen to you. He can't tell you anything. And you're worshipping this. And that's when they decided to ignite that fire. And that fire, it's mentioned prior to this, there was no fire as huge as that fire. It took them many days to gather the wood for that fire. Allahu Akbar. They set it alight, and this fire was so intense, so massive, the flames were reaching to the skies that even birds could not fly over. It became a no-fly zone. Birds could not fly over. They would get roasted. So how did they put him into the fire? They put him on a catapult and they flung him inside. They catapulted him into the fire. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. At that moment, the angel in charge of the rain descends. O Ibrahim, alayhi salam, if you need help, ask me. I will extinguish all of these fires. He said, I don't need your help. My Allah is aware of my condition. Then comes the angel in charge of the winds. Do you need help? Ask. I will blow this fire away. Blow it off. I don't need your help. My Allah is aware of my condition. Then Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, the leader of the angels, he arrives. Oh Ibrahim alayhi salam, you don't want help from us angels. At least ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance, for help. Remember, he's in mid-air. He's flying towards the flames. Say, O Jibreel alayhi salam, my Allah knows about my condition. If he's happy with what is going to happen, I'm happy. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs directly the flames. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Subhanallah azza wa jal. Allah jalla jalaluhu orders the flames, the fire, to become cool and a place of comfort, of peace and safety. Scholars have mentioned if the order was just to become cool, it would become so cold that that too will become uncomfortable and difficult for Ibrahim alayhi salam. But no, cool and comfortable, safe, peaceful. Allahu Akbar. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam is in the fire, and Namrud, the tyrant, he goes to his palace high up to look inside, and he sees Ibrahim alayhi salam relaxing, walking around, comfortable, no problem, not burning. And he thinks to himself, what is this? And at the same time, the flames, some of the flames of the fire start to decrease. What did they do to make it more stronger? They made what we would call firecrackers, fireworks, and they shoot it towards the fire. A reason why fireworks is not allowed in Islam, it is a wastage of money. A person is burning their money. They were shooting those flames towards the fire in order to increase it. So Namrud, he orders another person, an ordinary citizen, put him in the catapult, throw him inside. Something's wrong with this fire. They do that. Instantly burns to ashes. Ultimately, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he exits the fire. Not even a strand of hair is affected. And throughout the ages, he sacrificed greatly. So don't we learn to be bold in the face of falsehood? Bravery, patience. You see, on one side was aql, intellect, logic. And the other side was ishq, mahabba, love. Islam is the name of sacrifice, qurbani. And Ashura, the great sacrifices of the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, alayhim ridwan. The great sacrifice of Sayyidul Shuhada, Sayyidul Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the other pious personalities. Islam is the name of sacrifice. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went through lots of challenges, but he was superbly patient. something for us to learn, to patiently persevere despite the difficulties that come our way. Parents sacrifice for their children, sacrifice their own comforts, their own happiness in order to see their children happy. That makes them happy. Doesn't matter. If I don't have, no problem. My child is happy to see the smile on my child's face. Because every parent out there, under normal circumstances, every parent out there wants their children to have better facilities than themselves. When they were small, better comforts, protection, to be more aware, more knowledge. And so, as Ibrahim alayhi salam is being hurled towards the flames, logic is one side, love is one side. The brain, the mind, intellect, the heart. Logic says, you are going to be burned to ashes, you're going to perish. And the heart said, my Allah is happy, I am happy. Throw me to the fire. His trust, look at the trust, just this one incident. That whatever it is, I can sacrifice my life, but the truth will be upheld. So the virtues of sacrifice are not just about the sacrifice of an animal, but delve deeper into the background of all of this. The sacrifices of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. In fact, the sacrifices of all the prophets of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, each one, don't we know? Some of them, Allahu Akbar, they were martyred. Look at the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, the best of creation, the leader of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, my beloved and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What difficulties came in his path? But he sacrificed. He patiently persevered. He stood for the truth no matter what. So the difficulties that you are facing can either be because of removal of sins, could be a test. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested on many, many occasions and he passed everyone. Or it could be that Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has reserved a high status for that person. And therefore all of these difficulties are placed before the individual. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if a high status is predestined for a person in the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, but the person is unable to attain that status by his deeds, his good deeds, his good actions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that person suffer financially, physically, or through his children. He, Allah Azza wa Jal, then grants that person, blesses that person with patience, sabr, over that difficulty, and makes him reach that high status which was predestined for him in divine knowledge. Dear viewers and listeners, sincerity and piety are the prerequisite elements for your qurbani, your sacrifice, to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why am I doing it? Why am I sacrificing this animal? If Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me and I have many animals, huge animals, oxen, bulls, be careful. Make sure we are fulfilling those animal rights. Islam teaches this to us. Islam has taught this to us more than 1400 years ago. The rights of animals. And it is strictly forbidden to oppress any animal. There are consequences for this. We are sacrificing, why? To fulfill a command of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's wajib upon you, I have to do it to please Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Now when you look at that animal, then don't just look at it that it's a normal, ordinary animal. It's an animal of udhiyah, of qurbani, a sacrificial animal, it's a special animal. And so you know there's criteria. Camel has to be 5 years, a cow, ox, bull, 2 years, a sheep or goat, or things in that category, 1 year. There's criteria. There must not be any major defect. Certain defects will disqualify this animal as a qurbani animal. Because it's a special animal. When you look at that animal, don't ride on it. Don't put heavy weight on it. Don't pull its wool and its hair. Don't pull its tail. Don't drag it on the floor. Treat it with compassion and kindness. Any animal, but in particular, the sacrificial animal. Look at that animal that, inshallah ta'ala, according to how many hairs, fibers of wool is on this animal, inshallah, my sins will be forgiven. I will get reward. Have hope. Have positive thoughts. Have good intentions. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And when you look at that animal, that sacrificial animal, that this is going to be my conveyance on as-sirat, on the bridge, my transport. This animal is going to appear there and it's going to be put on the side of the good deeds on mizan, on the scale, which will make it heavy. So, with that sight, you must look at the animal. It's going to benefit me, not only in dunya. Yes, I mean, we're going to enjoy the meat as well. You're going to make your 3 portions, which is recommended. If you keep everything, it's fine, no issue. But it's recommended to keep a portion, 1/3 for yourself, 1/3 for relatives and family, and 1/3 to the poor. So, you're going to enjoy the meat. In whichever way, in a curry, barbecue, braai. But the real benefit is reserved for the grave and the hereafter. Because you take your good deeds and the bad deeds to the grave. And those good deeds, bad deeds are going to be weighed on the scale. So the sacrifice, if it was done properly, there was no infringing on the rights of that animal, meaning oppressing it. To the point, you know, our deen is so sensitive in these matters, to the point, we are taught, when you're sharpening the knife, then do it out of the animal's sight, beforehand. Don't do it in full view of the animal. Don't sacrifice one animal in full view of other animals. Allahu Akbar. Where else are you going to learn this from? That mercy to animals, to be kind to animals. Even to the ants, it's not doing nothing to you. Not allowed to tramp it. Even a fly, if it's not bothering us, you see it in, it's on the wall, or you, it's not worrying you. We're allowed to hurt it. Don't you remember Imam al-Ghazali, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi? After he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream and asked, ma fa'ala Allahu bika, how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated you? And he said, Allah jalla jalaluhu forgave me. The person asked, what was the cause? What was the reason? And he said, one day, as I was writing one of my books, I took a little break. I put my pen down. Back in the days, they would have ink pots. A little container that contained ink. So they would dip the pen into it and they would write. So the pen had some ink on it. And he says, a fly comes by and starts to sip and drink the ink. I didn't chase it away. It was thirsty. I let it drink to its heart's content. When it was full, then it flew away on its own. He says, because of that act of compassion and kindness and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave my sins. This is Islam. You won't find this anywhere else. So mercy to each other. Mercy to animals, to insects. If it's done from the bottom of the heart, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will reap great rewards. So sacrifice, it's good for us to read over the masail, the rulings of sacrifice, of udhiya, qurbani. Empower ourselves. Dawood Islam is there for us to help us understand, to empower us with that authentic Islamic knowledge, to even teach us why we do certain things. We may not know every single thing, but whatever the deen teaches us, whatever the sharia orders, whatever the Quran orders, whatever the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders, there's wisdom in it. Whether we can understand it or not with this very small limited understanding and intellect, there's wisdom in it. Yes. Subhanallah. So Dawood Islami has facilities, has platforms online as well, classes, courses, weekly programs for this purpose. So shaitan can't trick us, and the agents and workers of shaitan can't trick us. And once you know the why, that helps you to focus and concentrate and protect your good deed with good intention. When you're doing the sacrifice, try to picture this. Try to bring this in your mind. That subhanallah azza wa jal, when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was going to apply pressure on that knife on the neck of his beloved little son, Ismail alayhi salam, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, the leader of the angels, quickly descends and swaps and replaces him with a ram from Jannah. And from a distance, Jibreel alayhi salam says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salam realizes what has happened. When he hears that, subhanallah azza wa jal, he says, La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. And Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, he says, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Takbir al-tashriq. Subhanallah. So there's genuine reasons as to why we do the things we do. It's good to know about it. Like, kids love asking questions. Why like this? Why do we do this here? What's the reason? Empower ourselves. Dawood Islam is there to help us, empower us, that we can share with others, in particular with the next generation. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Why? But why are you troubling me? How are you doing, my friend? How do you live with them? What's wrong with you? At least speak to me. What happened to you? What's wrong?
You keep asking what happened to me, what's wrong with me, what can I tell you? I am literally fed up of my life. They made me run all the way and pulled the rope so hard that I almost got strangled.
Why did they trouble you so much?
Don't ask. They don't give me any food or any water. At times they even beat me, and at times they even ride on me.
Alhamdulillah, I am very lucky. Ghulam Rasul looks after me very well. He gives me water so many times a day. He really takes care of me well.
But what is my fault in all this? Why is it all happening to me?
I have got an idea for you.
Brother Bablu, you're eating loads yourself, but your animal tied outside is starving.
When you see someone eating, don't criticize them.
You are telling him off in a way as if you yourself are very merciful to the animals. Shall I tell what you did?
What? What did I do?
Tell me then, who hit the animal of Brother Bablu and got him up?
What? You hit my sacrificial animal. How dare you?
So what? I didn't hit you, at least.
You should not physically harm the animal of sacrifice like this. Do you know the excellence of sacrificing the animal? The final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, the one performing the sacrifice receives one good deed in exchange of every hair of the animal. And you should not become angry in this way either.
All right.
Brother Bablu, did you wash your hands?
Oh, I didn't wash my hands.
Then go and wash your hands first.
Brother Ghulam Rasul, what is this booklet about?
This booklet contains rulings of sacrifice. Now that we need to perform sacrifice, we need to know about its rulings as well, which is why I was reading this very booklet. And this booklet contains the account because of which we perform the sacrifice, meaning the accounts of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, in which we can also read about the heavenly sheep.
MashaAllah!
Stop! Stop! Where are you running?
Oh no, where has the goat disappeared?
I finally have come to you. But how did you manage to come on your own?
I ran away from there.
This is very, very bad.
Wow! How great it feels when someone shows kindness to you.
How come Brother Fizan's goat is over here? It must have run away from there.
Brother Fizan's goat?
Yes, maybe it broke the rope and ran away.
He must beat it then. That's why it would have run away. Don't you remember? He beat my animal as well.
Is it?
Yes.
Why did it run away?
How do I know why it ran away?
You would have harmed him. That's why it would have ran away. I did explain to you last time as well that don't trouble or harm the animal at all. Providing food and water to the animal is our responsibility, and it is not permissible for us to take more work from them than their power and to keep them starving.
Well, I didn't take care of it as much.
That's why it ran away. Take it away and now make sure that you look after it nicely.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So we're talking about sacrifice, virtues of sacrifice, Nabi Ismail عليه السلام. But the idea of sacrifice starts from, we could say, almost from the beginning. You know the story? Habil رضي الله عنه and Qabil, the sons of Adam عليه السلام. Because Adam alayhi salam wanted to marry off Habil radiallahu anhu with Aqlima, who was this biological sister, meaning born with Qabil. And Qabil was to marry the sister that was born with Habil radiallahu anhu. And you know the story, jealousy, greed, lust, and he submitted to his desires. He wanted to marry his own biological sister, the one that was born with him, Aqlima. And so they offered a sacrifice. Habil radiallahu anhu offered a sacrifice of a goat. Qabil, he took some wheat spikes that was rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And back then, a lightning bolt or a fire would descend from the skies and consume the sacrifice of the person. That means it was accepted. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That's what happened with the sacrifice of Habil radiallahu anhu. And we know the rest. That then he plotted and planned, and shaitan came and advised him, and he committed the first murder on earth. Killed his own brother and then buried him. So his sacrifice was not accepted. Habil radiallahu anhu, his sacrifice was accepted. Whether our sacrifice will be accepted or not, we don't know. Imagine if that was still the way things were working and that fire came down. Imagine if it didn't come down for our sacrifice. It depends. Sincerity. We want the rewards. Of course, even before this, before we buy the animal, the money that we are using, is it halal? Is it from halal sources? So this is so important for us. We need to understand that if there's any mixing of haram into our halal income and sources, this is going to be a problem. That's sinful, it's forbidden. And how the blessings are going to come? The same money I'm buying food for myself and my children and clothing, and the same money I'm buying the sacrificial animal, how du'as will be accepted then? Piety can never develop if one's source of income is haram. It's only halal. Make an intention. a person is doing crooked things to earn an income, look, end of the day, I'm telling you, what is due to you, that is going, it's going to come to you. You put in your effort, it's going to come to you. Even from sources that you can never imagine, it will come to you. Put in your effort. So halal sources, sincerity is there, correct intention is there. Not to boast and show off, I got the biggest animal. Spread joy, happiness. The day of Eid is also for this. Keeping in touch with family, visiting family, inviting family for a meal. Spread joy and happiness. Make dua for each other. Keep in touch with family members that maybe you haven't seen them for a long time. Maybe they're living on the other side of the world. Send them a message. Phone them, video call them. How are you? I was thinking about you. Eid Mubarak. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Wish you were here. Show that concern, but don't just reserve it for the day of Eid. Once a week, once in 2 weeks, once a month, we get caught up. We get caught up in the rat race of life. But life is too short. You don't have a regret that the person is gone and, hey, should have spent more time. It was my brother, my biological brother, the one that we grew up with. We were little, we were tiny. We should run around together. We should play together, hide and seek in all these games together. We loved each other. We used to fight also. We used to argue also. That was my brother. That was my sister. Now we're all grown up. All grown up and little things. A storm in a teacup. And days, weeks, months are gone. No. Come on. Be the better person. Life is too short. Arguments, overlook. You be the hero of the family. You be the peacemaker. Do it with good intentions. To please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it with good intentions. And I'm telling you, you will get immense rewards out of the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Reconciliation, keeping family together. This is important. Eid is also for this. And you see that wonderful, splendid environment, atmosphere that is created. Families, they're visiting over, or you going to some other family's houses where they are sacrificing the animals, and together you all are, you know, busy with it, having your lunch or supper, and subhanallah, how beautiful is that? But in many homes, that's missing. So focus must be on developing one's piety. The Quran mentions very clearly, Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 37. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. Never does their flesh nor their blood reach Allah, but your piety successfully reaches Him. Do it from the bottom of your heart. Do it with complete sincerity, with the correct intentions, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill this command that my Lord has given. And at the end of the day, every believer, every Muslim should strive for this, that I'm going to live my life to please my Allah, my Creator, to whom I'm going to return to sooner than I realize. Go over the book, Piebald Horse Rider. Make sure you're reading your du'as. Your du'as before the sacrifice, after the sacrifice as well. Go over the inedible parts, the 22 plus minus inedible parts of an animal, so we don't consume what is forbidden. And know that for every hair of the sacrificed animal, there is a good deed, according to blessed hadith. And the one who wholeheartedly performs a qurbani for reward, that sacrifice will serve as a barrier between that person and the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the queen of paradise, the leader of the ladies of Jannah, O Fatima, stay near your sacrificial animal because your sins will be forgiven as soon as the first drop of its blood touches the ground. So with these good intentions, and ultimately to live a life in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person will gain immense rewards in dunya, in the qabr, and in the akhirah. Enjoy your day. Have a splendid Eid, but within the confines of the Sharia. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.